Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Kevin Moss, and today is one of the happiest days of your life. You're surrounded by your family and your friends, people who love you and trust you just because you're you. You've been loyal and loving to your family and friends, and your schoolwork has made everyone proud. So while today is a special day, just remember that as long as you keep going the way you're going, every day can be special.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I get excited because I know we're going to have a great German chocolate cake.
Oh, happy birthday, Bulldog. He's not here to hear us, but maybe he's listening. 4th of July weekend, on your birthday, Friday, 5 o'clock in the summer. You got the radio on, Bulldog? I don't know if you do. You might want to take a break from it. That's my guess. Plus, he would probably have assumed that there would be a fantasy draft about to start, and he'd be right. So I'm thinking the odds are slim on that one. Well, Joe, what have we got here? We're on Sleeper. We're going to have a fantasy draft. You and I, we've done this a few times. Kind of interesting to talk about players and even strategies for those who are into that. I am taking the 10th pick, and you are taking 6?
I'll take 6.
Have you done that yet? I don't see you up there yet.
I'm looking for the invite, actually, right now.
Was it supposed to come from me?
Oh, we're going the other way around. Okay. Hold on.
No, you sent me an invite.
I did.
You texted me one.
But then I asked you, and you said, never mind. Not important. But yes, I'm taking the 6th pick.
I joined the one you sent me.
Okay. I took the 6th pick because that's what I'll be picking in the Scott Fish Bowl.
That's right. And that'll be 2 quarterbacks. You want to comment on that? We talked to Adam Krautwurst about what he and I were thinking with the 104. There's usually just, it's a quarterback sprint in super flex leagues, and you know, you might want to do something different to be different.
Just want to see, I'm going to play around. Every mock draft I do between now and then will probably be with the 6th pick.
The last time we did one of these, didn't we see Derrick Henry go first overall?
I think we did.
And it just happened again. All right, well.
And what are the odds of that? Is it 100? Or is there something in there where it's like, you know, 5% of the time it's going to be Derrick Henry and we just happen to be 2 of the times?
I was in a draft. I'm really being serious when I say, I'm not sure if it was this morning or last night. But Henry went 3rd. And, you know, if you're in the middle, you're sort of excited about that because there's one more guy ranked above him in most places that you would rather have.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Derrick Henry, so be it. Jonathan Taylor, the consensus 101, goes 2nd. Cooper Kupp, 3rd. Christian McCaffrey, 4th. Jamar Chase, 5th. That's all pretty chalky. Mm-hmm. There's one guy missing there. Are you taking him?
Austin Eckler.
That wasn't who I was thinking of.
I'm taking Austin Eckler. I think he's the guy I will most likely grab at the 6th spot, because I feel like he's most often there.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, Jefferson, you were meaning Jefferson,
yes.
Right? I don't really have a negative to say about Jefferson. Eckler, just I've been doing a lot of receiver to start these drafts, and I want to see what it looks like if I go like at least one running back really early, and that's going to be Eckler, because I don't really think I'm into the names that it would be available to me at 2-7.
You're going Hero RB, Joe?
Hero RB, yes, as some have called it.
Eckler is fine. He goes right around there, usually no earlier, like I think we said, but between 6 and 9 in most drafts that I've done. Jefferson goes 7th. Dalvin Cook, his Vikings teammate, 8th. Okay. Najee Harris, 9th. This is all pretty typical. Derrick Henry wouldn't go first No. But he would often go in the top nine. I always like it if I'm picking 10th like this when Derrick Henry is drafted in front of me because I don't want to have to consider him.
Yeah.
I just usually am not interested. When I am is if I'm drafting so many teams that I want to have at least a little bit of Derrick Henry. But it's still hard for me to do it. I did it once and I just like sort of grimaced. And, you know, what's my problem, right? He could have broken the league last year after people were talking this way. I've been talking this way about him for 3 years.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But older, so much wear and tear in his career now. He is so big, maybe he, you know, overcomes. The foot injury is not great. Anyway, those are the nine players. I'm up. The pick for me is Diggs at 10. I like him over Adams on a new team. And the running backs for me here are all about the same. There's one guy I want. You've got three or four. I'll just name them, and I'll tell you who I want when we go here. Well, I'll tell you I want Jones. I probably would pick Aaron Jones in round two if he makes it. You've got Mixon here. You've got Swift. And you see Fournette sometimes. You see Barkley once in a while. And you see Aaron Jones. So that's five guys who are all kind of close. And with that, I'll pick the receiver because I don't think it's quite the same for receiver in round two. Diggs. Team 11, Devontae Adams. Team 12, Joe Mixon and Nick Chubb. I didn't name Chubb because he doesn't go this early anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But he was there in the rankings. Then Travis Kelce at Team 11, second round. I'm up at 203. And Aaron Jones is the guy I want. Joe, I think he is set up to have a huge year in the passing game in Green Bay. He's a running back. He'll play plenty of running back. They have A.J. Dillon, too. As I look at the Packers, I think it's just like set up for Jones to be a huge receiving option for the Packers. That's the name of the game in fantasy. Are we playing PPR here?
PPR, yep.
All right, I'll take Aaron Jones. A lot of good choices, though.
I like Aaron Jones, and I think the more likely outcome is the one you're describing where he leads the team in targets, and he's like the guy in the pass game. I guess there's a little part of me, though, that's still, I'll believe it when I see it, that Aaron Rodgers is going to throw the ball to running backs. Because historically, he does not do that. He throws the ball down the field. And he might have no choice, because if he wants to throw the ball down the field and everyone's, you know, covered, then that's when he throws to Aaron Jones. But it's really something he hasn't done a ton of. Jones has been there, though. It's not like it's nothing. It's been 60 to 70 targets
right.
for him. So I guess I'm still a little part of me is I'll believe he's like an 80-90 target guy when I see it.
He isn't just screens, though.
No, that's right.
He can run like angle routes and different things.
Sure. Right, it's not just dump-offs.
It's not just dump-offs.
All right, so since Jones, Swift to Team 9, Kamara to Team 8, and CeeDee Lamb to Team 7. I have a Jefferson-Lamb team, so I'm kind of envious of Team 7 right now.
Would you have considered Kamara?
Not in round two. Maybe beginning of round three is where, like, I actually, did I take him in an underdog league recently? Like at 302 or something.
Okay.
But I don't think I would do it at 207.
So, Joe, I am in Best Ball Mania on underdog. I have drafted 42 teams in that tournament. Yeah. I don't have Kamara yet.
You don't have a single Kamara?
No. There's a small handful of players I don't have any of. I've got this in front of me, actually.
How much of that, though, was the likelihood of a suspension?
Some, especially now. Now that's now, more of a talking point.
Right.
But I just gave you a half dozen running backs I'd rather have anyway. And almost no matter where you pick in the order, you'll get one of those guys. You know, maybe not at the very back of the order in round two. Although Barkley and Fournette were going there a month ago. So who do I have none of? Kamara. I have no Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry.
I have no Cole Kmet.
How about like Javonte Williams?
Two.
Okay.
I have no David Montgomery or Cam Akers out of 42 teams. All right. What do you like here?
I think I like Tyreek Hill as the pick here.
Okay.
Last year he's the wide receiver 6. I think I care more about Jaylen Waddle being the wide receiver 13 because to me that's kind of the floor for Tyreek Hill. is a lot of short passes, a lot of yards after catch. I don't think Tua can push the ball down the field like the Dolphins reporters and coaches want to sound like he there's more there. Maybe there's more there, but I'm not buying on Hill because of that. I'm buying it because I think it's going to be a high reception total, and he's the best yards after catch player in the league. And Waddle was wide receiver 13 last year, mostly with that. Like, it was screens. It was him playing in the slot running, you know, crossers 5 yards down the field. And we'll see if Hill plays a similar role. He's got the same skill set, and then Waddle's still there, I know. But I think the floor is pretty high for Hill that I'll grab him at 207.
All right. Josh Allen at 208, then Mark Andrews, Debo Samuel, Leonard Fournette, and Saquon Barkley to round out round two. Round three, Javonte Williams, A.J. Brown, Mike Evans. This is a very sharp mock draft. I mean, this is pretty close to what you see on Underdog. Zeke Elliott at 304, then Kyle Pitts. And it's back to you. So we've had three tight ends go, if you were so inclined.
Top receivers available: Keenan Allen, T. Higgins, Deontay Johnson. George Kittle is sitting there at tight end. Akers, Connor, Montgomery, Gibson. I do not like those running backs much at all. I actually like ETN, but I wouldn't do that here. I'll take T. Higgins.
Okay.
Fine, right, like, just solid. I mean, is he going to be wide receiver one? Probably not, but he'll be at least wide receiver, like, 14, 15, 16, I think.
Yeah, you know, Chase being there just...
It caps his upside just a little.
Dampens the enthusiasm, obviously, but he is great. And if they decide to throw the ball more, because the Bengals have really not been that team, then... You know, sky's the limit.
So the reason I would be buying on that, I actually drafted Tyler Boyd a couple times. The Bengals in the first half of last year, I think had the third lowest passer rate in neutral situations. The second half of the year, they were top five. And hearing one of the PFF podcasts about the Bengals, they were talking about that Taylor, in his press conferences, sounded like they just were doing that because they didn't want Joe Burrow re-injuring his knee. And that by the time the second half of the year was there, after the bye week, the knee was good. They're like, all right, let's open it up. And I don't know that I want to read into too much how much they ran the ball at the beginning of last year. I think they threw it at the end of the year. They threw it in the playoffs. And I want to believe that they're smart enough to recognize who their quarterback is and how great of a group of receivers they have, and that they're going to throw it all over the place.
Well, I'm going to play the game a little bit here because I'm watching Sleeper and these picks. Their ADP stuff is pretty good, but it's behind a little bit. There is a player I think I would take here, but I do not expect this algorithm to take him behind me in the end of round three.
Yeah.
I will, though. This is another guy that they probably wouldn't pick either, but because he's down on their list. But he's my receiver for this spot. That's DJ Moore. Why is he not more expensive in drafts? Because nobody has any idea who their quarterback is. That's fine. And McLaurin is this. Well, maybe know who the quarterback is, but there are these receivers here: Deontay Johnson, McLaurin, DJ Moore, others. Where you're worried if the quarterback is good enough. I get that. I'm not scared of it. And I do think Carolina upgrades between now and the regular season. I think it's Garoppolo or Mayfield in Carolina, which would help a little. So I'll take DJ Moore here, and I think I'm going to get the guy I want next time around. I will. Antonio Gibson, 311. Justin Herbert, 312. Darren Waller, Patrick Mahomes. I've picked quarterbacks early in these things with you, and I always hate it later because... You know, I'm only going to pick one, and I'm in no rush to do that this early. The player I want here is Travis Etienne. Etienne is now going in like the higher stakes stuff, mid-third. I would have taken Connor easily if he had made it to me, but he didn't. Etienne, I think, is great value here. And I'd rather have Etienne than, I just told you, I don't have any David Montgomery, Cam Akers. I think ETN's a better place. Spectacular, explosive player. If you're worried about his foot, fine, leave him for me. The history with Lawrence, doesn't he sort of feel like they're going to just ask the hell out of Travis Etienne? I mean, passing game, everything. Robinson won't be ready in the beginning. He's a weapon. He's a first-round pick. So I'm excited about that. DK Metcalf, Cam Akers, Terry McLaurin go next, and Joe is up again.
I'm very happy my guy is still here, and their ADP has him a little bit lower, but not enough to where I would bet on him being back around at pick 506. I'm going to take Michael Pittman with the seventh pick of round four. Upgraded passing game, a quarterback that, I mean, he's had Julio Jones, I know, but every single year of his career, he's had a good fantasy wide receiver, maybe even a wide receiver one in fantasy, I read.
Matt Ryan?
Yeah, and Pittman's the only show in town. I mean, they must really like Paris Campbell. If the guy is
you
going into year four.
Paris Campbell.
If they're going into year four, and this guy has played like four games and has like 10 receptions, and they're still like, oh yeah, he's going to start for us in the slot this year. I mean, they must really like him, but the second round rookie, Alec Pierce, like there's no known commodities there that threaten Pittman's targets. He's going to be the number one. He's got a better quarterback. And the only thing that would worry me is the touchdown total. Because he's not a huge touchdown guy. Matt Ryan's not a huge touchdown guy. But I think the targets and the yardage will be there.
And they have Jonathan Taylor. Yeah, Pittman's great value mid-fourth. David Montgomery, Josh Jacobs, Breece Hall, who I would like in this area too. Then it's Deontay Johnson and J.K. Dobbins to round out round four. Receiver run follows that. Jalen Waddle, Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy, Joe Burrow goes 504. He's quarterback four in this draft. That's a little early.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cortland Sutton, who's nice value at 505. You have three receivers already, but I think you might have liked Sutton here.
I would have liked Sutton here. I'm not going near Godwin. I'm scared off by the... I heard something the other day. Maybe it could be as long as November for him.
Yep.
So I don't want that. I feel like the pick I should make here is Allen Robinson. But I'm not there on him. I know where he's going. And I think for 5'8 or 5'6, this is pretty good territory for him. And the Rams' actions would tell you that they still think he's got a lot left, but he looked so slow to me last year. And maybe it doesn't matter too much. Beckham could still re-sign there. I'm going to go away from Robinson, and I'm going to go Mike Williams.
Nice.
Big games. Boom games. I like him for best ball a lot for that. Little inconsistent, but they paid him. You know, $20-plus million a year. It's Herbert at quarterback. I mean, what can you not like?
Receivers are so nice in this range. In round three, where if you want to build a receiver-heavy team, it's not great. In round five, it's super. In this draft, at least. Like, it's round Marquise Brown, Mike Williams, Sutton. Those guys are going earlier in the money leagues. So I'm trying to... I've started making this point based on what I'm looking at in this draft we're doing right now. Like, that's where there's a nice pack of wide receivers in there, including Williams and Brown, who goes right before me. I would have probably done that. TJ Hockenson, Lamar Jackson, Marquise Brown go 5, 7 through 9. And now it's my turn. I still think this is a good wide receiver range. I mean, running backs here, I'm just not too excited. And I have two anyway. So bulk up the receiver room. I'll pick this guy because I've been excited to make this point lately. There's one player who I'm finding when I draft him, and it's right around here, I always like my teams. And that's Brandon Cooks.
Oh, yep.
I like Robinson fine. Brandon Cooks, who he's been on different teams, but he always produces. Huge weak potential as well. That team should be losing all the time. And you're trying out your quarterback. The guy is Brandon Cooks. Like, he is. It's Nico Collins and John Mechie, who's coming off an ACL out of Alabama.
Yep.
Cooks is in such a great spot, and he tends to just be ignored. So I like Robinson. I would have been fine there. A couple other guys, too, but Cooks sort of makes me happy.
He's only 28 also, which is amazing.
Yeah. Chris Godwin, Michael Thomas. All the questions about Michael Thomas still. Allen Robinson, 601. And then Elijah Mitchell. And boy, there's two receivers here at least that I like. Running back, I'm all set. Quarterback, I could pick Kyler, but I don't want to. And tight end is nope. This is nice here, Joe. I like this 10th spot.
Okay.
Amon-Ra or London? Amon-Ra.
Would you have gone Miles Sanders before the video yesterday?
Not in this build, but I like. I still like Miles Sanders. Like he's the next couple rounds.
I liked him, but I'm not. I am a little scared off by what he sounded like.
It was interesting. Amon-Ra St. Brown, huge stretch run for Detroit when they didn't really have anybody else there that was a weapon. Hockenson had been hurt. Swift was hurt. But what he did was so spectacular that I feel like the right position on him is be open to this guy being a great player. Jameson Williams probably won't start the season. They added DJ Chark, Hockenson back, Swift back. I like the Lions. Everybody does, except Sneaky Joe, who's sick of hearing about the Lions.
Sick of it.
And so he's taking the other side. I like Amon-Ra St. Brown a lot here. Clyde Edwards-Hilaire, Dalton Schultz, Kenneth Walker. Joe will be on the clock in round six when we come back. Fantasy draft fun on Sleeper. We'll be drafting live at the Scott Fishbowl event at Big Ditch July 14th. Thurman Thomas will be there fundraising. The tickets are available at eventbrite.com. You can find them through my Twitter as well. Everybody who's participating, there are 24 of us, will be promoting the heck out of the thing. And actually, one spot is being left open until the night and will be auctioned off at the event. So somebody who buys a ticket will be able to bid on a chance to draft with us that night at Big Ditch. The place is closing for us July 14th. Hope to see you there. Time out here, then the update. Mike Schoep with Sneaky Joe. Bulldog is off today on his birthday. Seems appropriate. This is WGR. Welcome back. Round six of our fantasy draft, Joe and me. Happy July 1st, July 4th weekend. Ran through a short list of significant things on July 1st, events. Bulldog's birthday, Canada Day, Drury and Briere. Bobby Bonilla. It's also my first day working here 20 years ago today.
Oh, all right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
20-year anniversary, that's a big one.
I don't know if I was on the air July 1st or if that was like the first day of my contract. I don't think I worked July 1st, but like my contract that I signed a new one, but
yeah.
My last contract ran out yesterday. July 1st is my start date. So yeah, on to year 21.
What happened on that day? Anything sports-related?
July 1st of 2002?
Yeah.
We're going into Bledsoe. That had already happened, but that was that summer. The first year with Bledsoe. Joe is up round six. Joe, what a team.
I like my team. I like how this has turned out. Eckler, Tyreek Hill, T. Higgins, Michael Pittman, Mike Williams. I could keep going with receivers, but I already got four. I like Mooney. Maybe it was a stretch to think Cooks could have fell this far. He would have been the dream scenario for me here.
Cooks?
Yeah. I'm going to go Jalen Hurts.
All right.
Kyler's ADP on here is higher, but I could see Hurts so easily being quarterback one. And I know Kyler could too. He's capable of that. But I think they're going to be throwing it more than they were last year. They actually, I mentioned the Bengals kind of went from run to pass as the season went on. The Eagles did this actually the opposite. But by the time their season was weird, they started pass happy, then they got run happy, and they went back to pass happy by the end of the season. So maybe that means don't trust them. But they traded for A.J. Brown. Like they have first round picks next year. They're going to want to find out what Jalen Hurts is. And I think they're going to let him loose a little bit. 10 touchdowns. They use him around the goal line.
Yeah.
He's the most bet player to win MVP.
Love it.
Quarterback one.
Ahead of Murray, Hurts, then Miles Sanders, Damian Harris, Darnell Mooney, A.J. Dillon, DeAndre Hopkins. To round seven, Drake London, the Falcons rookie, Juju, Kyler Murray, Thielen, Kareem Hunt. I like Kareem Hunt a lot in this area.
He was the guy. I wanted him. That was my next pick. He was running back 10 2 years ago. Last year, he was injured, right? So don't remember what he ranked last year, but
he missed some time. Yes,
2 years ago he was running back 10. Also interesting, Cordarrelle Patterson is the number one ranked running back on here. Sleeper today announced that they were making him running back only.
Yep,
they took away his wide receiver eligibility.
That's right. That's right to do.
Yeah. I'm gonna wait.
You could do what the guy who called us is facing here.
I could.
Or
it's
with Goddard.
It's not best ball, but I was looking at that. I don't like Burks. I don't see myself taking Burks. I think Woods is the real target replacement for A.J. Brown, not Burks. Yeah, I'll do it. I'm going to go Devontae Smith to add to Jalen Hurts. Get the stack there. I never feel like I need to do a stack in 12-team leagues like that. I guess maybe it helps in some essence, but not enough to where it would have mattered. But I like Smith a lot.
All right, this is round 7, right? Dak Prescott, Rashad Bateman, Treylon Burks. I'm up at 7-10. I have 2 running backs, 4 receivers. Aaron Jones, ETN, Diggs, DJ Moore, Brandon Cooks, Amon-Ra. I have not touched the onesie positions yet. The two teams behind me have done that. They both have quarterbacks and tight ends. So I'm not going to take a quarterback or a tight end here because I feel like optimally those teams will not be doing that. Running backs, Patterson, the Bills guys, Tony Pollard, Edmonds, fine. You only start 2 receivers in this thing, Joe.
2 receivers and 2 flex.
Boy, it's still such a nice receiver list. Gabe Davis, Renfro. I draft a lot of Renfro. I'm taking Elijah Moore. I think he's the best receiver pick there, but the other ones are good. Gabe Davis is going way above Elijah Moore in these underdog tournament things. Like the people are shooting for the upside with him all over the place. I've seen him go like early 3rd round ahead of, you know,
I've not seen that.
AJ Brown. Like that happens. Cordarrelle Patterson, Garrett Wilson, Chase Edmonds, Tyler Lockett behind me. So my gamble worked out there. Now it's a question of which guy. Tight ends, it's Goddard. Fine. I'm off Knox. Way too early for anyone else on this list. Quarterback, okay, well, I kind of want to push it forward again. Russell Wilson, Tom Brady,
Lance.
Trey Lance. Yeah, I want to push it forward again. You're not taking one, probably.
You never know. That would be a move to pick a second quarterback.
Eventually this will end up on Twitter and listeners can vote on who did better, you or I.
Yes.
Makes me want to take a Bill. I already have Diggs, though. You're going to take James Cook, I think. I'm going to take James Cook.
Wow, okay.
Russell Wilson, Hunter Renfro, Tony Pollard, over to you. It's a little early for Cook. It's like a round early.
For James Cook?
Yeah.
I think I'd be Singletary over Cook.
Do it.
I'm not doing it here. I'm going to go Gabriel Davis. Love the upside. I wouldn't pick him in the 3rd round, like you said some people have, like, above A.J. Brown. But I could see him finishing top 12 at receiver. And if Diggs were to get hurt, I'm not, knock on wood, that doesn't happen. But if Stephon Diggs were to get hurt, he could be wide receiver 1.
In the league.
Yes.
Singletary went right after you. Ayuk, Goddard, Brady, Stafford. All right, quarterbacks here. Ertz, Penny, Melvin Gordon, Knox, and Aaron Rodgers.
I was hoping to get Penny. All right. Running back. I've waited. I might want to keep waiting.
You have 1?
I have 1.
Eckler.
Eckler. He was the first one I took. The other guy I was hoping to get in the way around here was Zach Ertz. I'm big on Zach Ertz going into the year. I'll go. Every time I get up here, it's like the best player that I want to pick is a receiver. But I'm sitting here with 6 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems crazy. I should probably pick a running back. I'll go Ronald Jones.
Okay.
I mean, he's maybe going to start. Andy Reid sounded, you know, at least open to that possibility. He's pretty good between the tackles. He's a very bad pass catcher and not necessarily a good pass blocker. So I think that could work, though. If they paid him, Edwards-Helaire is a much better fit as the 3rd down pass catching back. So, could Jones be, like, between the 20s and, like, 1st and 2nd down and then maybe goal line? Like, I think there's upside.
I think the logic here is similar to the Bills and how you can break that down. Why Ronald Jones? He might be the worst receiving back in the league.
Yeah.
And Edward Solaire has not been very successful between the tackles. He does have that skill. We saw it in college a lot. So I think it's kind of a smart guess that Jones could be like their starting running back. And he's pretty good at that. You know, he's been pretty good at that. So I like the logic there, too. Derek Carr, teams are drafting their backup quarterbacks. I better get moving on that. Pat Freiermuth and then Robert Woods. Quarterbacks right here. It's Lance. Oh, I'm all over it.
Lance, yep.
Lance. Since this one guy's taking a backup in this sleeper algorithm, I didn't want to risk those teams behind me doing that. Gesicki, Christian Watson, Claypool, who I love here, and Olave. I like him a lot, too. Those are the next four picks. Now I'm at what? I'm at one quarterback. Okay. Two. I don't like this site for this. Three running backs and five receivers, is it, through nine? Michael Carter. Like the player, similar to the last conversation. Maybe there's a third down role for him with the Jets. Breece Hall was a high pick, and Hall should get like the bulk of the work. Will he be a three down player? I don't feel like they should want to just ignore Carter. So one of these guys where if there's an injury, you do well, and a good player, if that offense gets anywhere, there could be value there. Not in the starting lineup, though, for me. James Robinson, see what happens with him off an Achilles tear. Sky Moore and Michael Gallup, speaking of guys off an injury.
I'll go with Cole Kmet here to get my tight end. 90 targets last year, but zero touchdowns. So I'd like to see some positive regression there. A little few vacated targets. Robinson wasn't a ton last year, but it's Mooney and it's Kmet, and it's a bad team that should be throwing. He, by the way, wasn't like nowhere in terms of targets in the red zone. He was number 15 among tight ends. So, like, he wasn't near the top, but he should get 3-4 touchdowns this year. And if he maintains 90-plus targets, then I think he'll be a good starter week to week.
Isaiah Spiller, who is probably Eckler's backup with the Chargers. Alan Lazard, Jameson Williams, Christian Kirk, Kadarius Toney. Round 11, Ramondre Stevenson, Hunter Henry, Deshaun Watson, Nyheim Hines, Russell Gage. If Watson gets clearance, every one of these drafts, there's like a Deshaun Watson question you ask yourself if you're willing to take him at all, which some wouldn't be. When is the right time? Back to Joe.
All right, one of my favorites. I've always liked this player. I'm going to pick Darrell Henderson of the Rams. I'm basically betting against Cam Akers' health and him getting back to what he used to be. Achilles injury, he was not good in the playoffs. He was under 2 yards an attempt. So if he either gets injured again or just can't hold up, then Henderson's sitting right there. In the beginning of last year, he wasn't like a league-winning guy, but he was a solid week-to-week starter. So if he gets back to that, he'll be startable. Darrell Henderson.
My pick here is Tyler Boyd. Fine player, depth player for this roster, and if there's an injury, he's in an amazing position. Chase or Higgins. Kirk Cousins, Albert O, I was trying to sneak him through. He goes at the end of 11. There's another guy I like, actually, but a little more.
There's your guy, Gronk.
Tua and Galladay, I'm taking Irv Smith. I think Irv Smith is the right tight end in this range, and that's a good result for me, I think. Rondale Moore, I have more Rondale Moore shares in those Best Ball Mania leagues, 42 drafts or whatever, than any other player now. 12 or 13. Like, what is that? Not quite. Like, 30% of my teams have Rondale Moore on them. A lot of Murray teams in there for the stack. Landry and then Tim Patrick, back to Joe. Round 12. How many were going? 14?
14. I Good. Am falling for this player. I've seen some pushback on from several, I think it's PFF guys, whoever it is, that maybe James Cook wasn't the best pass-catching running back, or at least it wasn't unanimous, because hearing a lot of Rashad White was actually the best pass-catching running back coming into the league. Third-round pick by Tampa, and Fournette, if they want to run the ball more, which they might want to do with Godwin out, that's more workload for Fournette, and then suddenly who becomes the guy catching passes from Brady, who is going to dump the ball off as much as any quarterback in football. So if he gets a good, nice share of the targets and receptions that Fournette had, I think Rashad White could be really good right away for Tampa Bay. So I'm picking Rashad White.
Like it. You're looking for upside here. These are not starters, so that makes sense. We have two rounds to go, and we'll get to that right away after a break. Bulldog is off today on his birthday. Happy 4th of July weekend. Mike Shope with Sneaky Joe on WGR. Before we wrap up this fantasy draft, Bison's update. Still in first place by a half game now. They've been in first place since June 15th. They have not had a bigger lead than 1.5. Lost last night kind of easily. However, still perfect for the season when leading after 8 innings, 25-0. Bison's, I think, in Scranton tonight. You'd think that who they're playing and where the game is should have been first in the Bison's update. It was not. I apologize for that. We are in round 13 out of 14. That's where it ends. Joe just picked Rashad White and is back on the clock for his second-to-last pick. Joe's team, want to run it down?
Sure. I've got at quarterback Jalen Hurts, at running back Austin Eckler, Ronald Jones, Daryl Henderson, Rashad White. At wide receiver, Tyreek Hill, T. Higgins, Michael Pittman, Mike Williams, Devontae Smith, and Gabriel Davis.
Massive.
And then at tight end, Cole Kmet.
It is a holiday weekend, so I can't promise that I'll be here for any sort of comments you get on this roster on Twitter telling you, I'm not sure about your running back depth.
Yeah, that's going to be the first thing you probably hear.
It's sort of an inside joke in fantasy, because if you watch like Ship Chasing or some of these shows, like everybody's doing this wide receiver heavy build, and they like to point out how somebody will tell them in the chat pretty much every single draft, your running back depth isn't strong.
Right, right.
And they laugh.
Right.
All right, what do you like here?
I like Tyrion Davis Price.
You do?
I don't like the prospect, but I'm going to value what the team thought of him over what the consensus is. And what the team thought was, we just spent a third-round pick on a running back last year and we hated it, so let's try it again. And maybe it says more about Elijah Mitchell than it does anything, that they felt that they had to spend or wanted to spend a third-round pick on any running back. Mitchell also with the knee injuries last year, Jeff Wilson with the knee injuries. I don't know. He's maybe terrible, but
who cares?
Is he going to be the guy getting the ball handed off to him in a Kyle Shanahan rushing offense where every single running back for eternity has thrived? Just give me the guy that the Niners invested in, I guess is my logic.
I feel like that probably will be Mitchell, but they did do that. They did make that pick day two. So you could be right. My team, Lance at quarterback, Aaron Jones, Travis Etienne, James Cook, Michael Carter at running back, wide receiver, Stephon Diggs, DJ Moore, Brandon Cooks, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Elijah Moore, Tyler Boyd. Joe is not going to have at least a backup, both quarterback and tight end.
Nope.
So, neither am I. I want a running back. If there's a receiver that might be a good flex option, fine. But I think I'm pretty much covered there. I want a running back that can fall into a massive role. Something bad happens to somebody else. Like, as opposed to, say, a Jamal Williams. Jamal Williams has been drafting a lot in the best ball stuff. He plays a role with Swift on the field anyway. I expect that to happen again. So in best ball, like some week where he gets in the end zone and catches five passes, you use that. But I wouldn't want to start him. So who is that guy? I honestly have no idea who that was. I guess it's Khalil Herbert with the Bears. That's who I'll take. Because if they lose Montgomery, I would think Herbert is the full-time, you know, running back there. So that's kind of what I wanted there. Found him. Kenneth Gainwell, Mecole Hardman, Raheem Mostert, Darrell Williams, now with Arizona, back to me. That's a lot of running backs already, five. Wide receiver or tight end?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sleeper likes Jalen Tolbert for me here. Don't hate it. All right. Dallas rookie. No Amari Cooper. A chance for some real production there. They also lost Cedric Wilson, who went out in free agency to Miami. So if Tolbert does well, there's real potential there. They also have James Washington. It's really one or the other, I think, in terms of Dallas. So that's my team. I'm done.
And Chuba Hubbard went one pick before the guy I wanted. I didn't say the name that I truly thought was the name for, like, who's the guy that could fall into a huge role.
Deontay Foreman?
I think it's Deontay Foreman. He had a better yards per carry last year than Derrick Henry did while averaging more defenders in the box. And
For Tennessee. Right.
And he's going to a team where the starting running back has played 10 games in 2 years. So if McCaffrey goes down, and Hubbard was not good last year when he went in. Like, at least in comparison to Mike Davis from the year before. I mean, they picked up Amir Abdullah off the street and started using him. Mm-hmm. So I think they paid Foreman. Like, not crazy, but, like, they gave him a contract. So I think Foreman is the guy directly behind McCaffrey. So give me the insurance policy to the guy who's played 10 games in the last 2 years.
I like it. I've drafted a lot of him. He's had an Achilles injury, not last year, but earlier in his career when he was with Houston.
It's like 4 years ago now, yeah.
But he has made it this far, and that's really, even that is rare for a running back, watching Cam Akers and James Robinson this year.
He injured his Achilles toward in the first game of 2018. So he missed the rest of the 2018 season, played no games in 2019, and then finally returned to the NFL week 12 of 2020. So like he really missed almost three full seasons with that injury.
Yeah, I like him for you there. All right, well, that was fun. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. I had the pleasure of talking to Paul Hamilton today. It was a good conversation about coaching. These retread coaches, again, Rick Bonus, another job in Winnipeg. It's like, enough. So I asked Paul some questions about, like, well, what are the differences between these guys? How much variance is there in systems and modern players versus maybe an older style of coaching? These questions and more with Paul. The NHL draft is on Thursday night, round one, Thursday night, then into Friday for the draft next week. That's next. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.